Hi, everybody. Welcome back if you are returning to the Council of Light channeled messages, and welcome to those of you who are new to this work. My name is Laura West. I am the owner of Divine Lotus Healing. I have an office in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where I see clients and I teach classes and I sell products. You can find out more about my work on the web at divinelotushealing.com. And today, the Council of Light, the divine group of beings that I have been channeling for a long time, are going to speak and bring forth their message for April 2014. So I will end my talking and let them come through. Blessings. Good day to you all. You all, one and all, you bright, starry beings on that earth plane of yours. We see that many of you are waking up and working hard at finding a sense of joy, a sense of purpose, a sense of balance, a sense of release and harmony. And we are applauding you, and we are standing ever so close beside you from this ethereal realm, this land of the light that we come from, ever so bright. We want to talk to you today about loving yourselves and being kind to yourselves. Many of you are able to be kind to others, to love others, to help others, and yet when it comes to the self, you find it hard to do so in an authentic way. You are discouraging about your weight, or your looks, or your habits, or your traits. You are not keen to acknowledge the good things in your lives for yourselves, because you may feel that it is selfish to do so. And we are here to remind you today that if you don't love yourself, if you don't take care of yourself, then it is hard for others to do the same. If you come from a place of inauthenticity about the self, then it is hard for others to love, to honor, to cherish, to help the self. You are in charge of you, as adults, of course, and nobody else is in charge of you. We see that there are some of you who want your emotional needs to be taken care of by others, and we say to you, this is not true. This is not right. This is not so. How can it be that someone else can take care of your emotions? They can't. It is your job to take care of your own emotional well-being. If you are angry, if you are sad, if you are frustrated, if you are depressed, if you are downtrodden, so be it. You are allowed to have these emotions. And yet, if you want these emotions to change, it is you and you alone that is to change them, not anyone else. And while we are on this subject of being so clear about your work with your own emotions, we might remind you that you and you alone are the only one that chooses to feel the way you feel. Others around you do not make you feel the way you feel. Others around you do things, and you have emotional response to those things, and yet those folks are not the ones that make you have the emotions. You are the one that chooses to have those emotions. Stop saying, you make me mad. Stop saying, you make me sad. For that is not true. Others don't make you mad. Others don't make you sad. You react, and you choose to feel mad. You react, and you choose to feel sad. If you don't want to feel mad anymore, or sad anymore, or exasperated, or angry, or depressed, or whatever it is that you may be feeling at any given time, it is up to you to change that pattern, not the other person in your life. No one can make you feel anything. It is your job You are in charge of how you feel. Forever, for always, since the beginning of time, and going forward into eternity. How can this be so, some of you are saying? When somebody does X, Y, and Z, it makes me feel so frustrated. And that is just so, we say. You are the one that feels the frustration. Get to the root of the angst. What is it about that person's action that causes you to be mad? And change your perspective so that it no longer angers you. It is that simple, and yet it is that hard. Millions and millions and millions of you on the earth plane walk around all day long blaming others for your emotional states. We say to you very clearly now from this place of etheric light that you do not need to live your lives this way. You do not need to blame others for your emotional state. You need to take charge. You need to be responsible. You need to act for your own selves. We say all this with a smile, of course, because we see that you are all there on that earth plane working ever so hard. And as we come from this place of light, there is much spirit that is willing to help you put things just right. We cannot do things for you in your lives. You have to be the ones to do the work, for that is why you are there on the earth plane, to do the work. Your soul decided to come to earth and embrace yourself in this human form so that you could learn lessons, and you could grow, and you could change and blossom into an evolved being. This we know. So we cannot do your things for you that you need to do for yourselves, but we can send you love, we can give you guidance from up above. You may wish to start at first with just looking at the pain in your lives, whether it be great or small. Just identify the pain, acknowledge it. There may be anger, there may be depression, there may be sadness, whatever it is. There may be a mix. The first step towards shifting it is to just recognize it. Acknowledge that it takes up space in your life. It is not bad. It will help you grow. And when it is acknowledged, then you can begin to see where shift is needed on your part. Perspective needs to change on your part. The heart needs to soften. You need to stand clear and firm and tall in your own space of light. And gently, ever so slowly, you will begin to grow through each day and each night. And then the way you see things that used to bother you will begin to bother you no more. And you will be able to live in a space of harmony with your own selves. And from this space of harmony in your own selves, you will vibrate out this peace, this loving kindness, this equanimity of life to those around you, and they will begin to feel this shift in presence. And they will choose or not to shift into the same space of loving grace. Breathe. Breathe deeply. Place your hand on your heart. Connect with your inner being. Acknowledge that you are not perfect and that this is okay. You have every right to be on the earth plane making mistakes. For when you make mistakes, you grow. And when you grow, you learn. And when you learn, you evolve. This we know. Be kind to yourselves. Of course, be kind to others. Love yourselves. Give yourselves the space to be aware. From this, you will grow. With bright blessings and loving kindness, we send this message to you clearly and directly. We are the Council of Light, and we speak to you here today through the voice box of Laura. We will be back again to speak to you at large, and we welcome those of you who are feeling the pull of guidance to speak to us one-on-one. You may do so at any time. We wrap you in a golden blanket of light, helping to sustain you and keep you ever so tight in a loving space just right. Until the next time we are to meet again. Goodbye for now. Adieu for today. And always, always, namaste.